USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wall Street has seen some wild swings in recent weeks. This morning, so far at least, the big swing is in the upward position after government figures show the U.S. added 312,000 jobs in December, far greater than the 180,000 new jobs economists had expected to see in that government report. Since the opening bell, the Dow has gained as much as 600 points, and the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 have also been higher by about 2%. Another stern warning from Pope Francis to Catholic bishops. Francis says the culture of abuse in the Catholic Church is undercutting the Church's entire credibility. He wrote a letter to church leaders who are attending a spiritual retreat near Chicago this week, advising bishops to stop playing the victim as the Church grapples with the priest sex abuse scandal. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
The White House has invited congressional leaders to come in for another round of talks on ending the partial government shutdown, which is now into day 14. Last night, the House approved some Democratic-sponsored funding bills, but they don't include any money for the wall that President Trump wants. So Trump has said he won't sign anything that doesn't include at least $5 billion in such funding. Yesterday, he made a surprise visit to the White House briefing room.
You can call it a barrier, you can call it whatever you want, but essentially we need protection in our country. We're going to make it good.
North Korea is warning the U.S. to stop meddling in its affairs with South Korea. An editorial in the North's state-run newspaper says the U.S. does not appear to want to see improvement in relations between the two Koreas. Former NBA star Shaquille O'Neal helping to pay the funeral costs for the 7-year-old girl who was shot and killed in a drive-by shooting in Houston a few days ago. The NBA star and a Houston cop are covering the cost of Jasmine Barnes' funeral next week.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A Florida high school student is hiring a noted civil rights lawyer after the College Board tossed out her improved SAT score. Miami Gardens senior Camilla Campbell has brought an attorney, Ben Crump, to help her fight the College Board and get into Florida State University. Campbell scored a 900 the first time she took the entrance exam. She then took classes, got a tutor, and worked through SAT prep books, and it seemed to pay off when she scored a 1230 on her second try, but the College Board SAT operators told her they found, quote, substantial evidence that the scores are invalid. A spokesman saying the College Board is now working with Campbell and Crump on an investigation of those scores. A house in the Los Angeles suburb of Monrovia is becoming a tourist attraction for fans of Netflix's latest hit, Bird Box. Droves of visitors are showing up to the home where Sandra Bullock's character used to hide out in the movie. Some are taking pictures, reenacting scenes, and even peeking in the windows. At least one neighbor who lives in the area says some of the visitors have actually been disrespectful, blocking the street at times. It comes as Netflix is also warning fans not to hurt themselves by taking on the so-called Bird Box Challenge, in which people go outside and do things around their home while wearing blindfolds like the characters in the show. And with your update for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.